702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
21 after 8 o'clock, news from elsewhere in the world. On to more serious matters now. Adam Gilchrist, let's start with this plot, allegedly to assassinate Volodymyr Zelensky.
Yes, as stated by the Ukrainian Security Service, the SBU, they say they foiled the Russian plot to assassinate the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, and other high-ranking Ukrainian officials. And interesting that two Ukrainian colonels have been arrested, part of the government's protection unit. And the SBU says those two colonels were part of a network of agents who were working for the Russian State Security Service, the FSB. SBU and FSB, I know. They had reportedly been searching for willing executors, at which point you think, a breakaway within the UK, within the Ukrainian government. But we know that at the same time, Russia has been targeting Volodymyr Zelensky ever since the start of the invasion. Remember those Russian paratroopers landing very close to Zelensky's home in Kyiv in order to take him out, and his close protection squad already moved in at that point. The only thing is, you're not meant to go around targeting leaders, I mean, especially in warfare, but generally anyway, because it was always argued, wasn't it? Why didn't the West assassinate Adolf Hitler? Because it's a no-go area. Well, as no-go areas go, it appears that Russia is going there.
With Vladimir Putin in charge, that, I suppose, should not surprise anyone. Let's stay sort of in that part of the world, Adam. Bomb threats across Slovakia.
Unexplained at this stage, but 1,300 bomb threats made by email to schools in particular. Hundreds of schools had to be evacuated, but other institutions as well, over 100 banks, a load of stores, in particular electrical stores, all receiving these bomb threats. Now, no country on earth has got 1,000 bomb squads, so they evacuated and then had to wait for them all to be cleared one by one. And it appears, certainly this morning, that there were no bombs found. Nothing specifically happened, but they did take the threat very seriously. According to reports in Slovakia, the threats were written in Slovak, sent from a Russian email address, and targeted what the author described as enemies of Islam. It appears the intent was to cause a bit of chaos and a bit of panic, and it absolutely has worked from that point of view. But beyond that, not really sure what else it would have achieved, apart from giving a lot of kids a day off school, and I'm pretty sure they'd have been happy about that.
Whatever one might think of the British royal family, some of the things that are playing out in the public leave a lot to be desired, Adam. Tell me about the latest royal snub.
You're right. And we've talked about snubs before, and there have been plenty of them, but sometimes they're kind of worked up a bit, aren't they, by the media? You think, really? Did he? Did she? Whatever. Well, here we have a spokesman for Prince Harry absolutely confirming that whilst Prince Harry has jetted over to London and is here currently, he will not see his dad during his visit. Prince Harry has come for a service to mark the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, which is very dear to his heart. He was a pioneering factor in the creation of the Invictus Games. And a spokesman says because of his father's full program, it won't happen. There'll be no meeting. But that Prince Harry hopes to see him soon. I mean, that is about as blatant as you get in royal statements. In other words, dad's too busy, he's cold-shouldered son. And you think, well, if nothing else, at least now we've got some of the plot of The Crown Series 7.
Yeah, I mean, I just, whatever you think of the royal family, as I say, the fact that these things play out so publicly, when I suppose the number one selling point of this family is that they're above it all. They set the example for the nation.
Well, maybe they're below us all. Maybe that's their neat turnaround trick. It's possible.
I suppose Meghan Markle might agree. We'll leave it there for this morning's Worldview with Adam Gilchrist.